Well, more grace, everybody. God is real. He's real in my soul today. He has, how'd that song go? He has, God is real, real in my soul today. He has washed, yes, all my sins away. And his love just bubbles over in my soul. Excuse my little brain fart, as they call it. Well, his love does bubble over in my soul. And I tell you, I was talking to someone today, and I was telling them how tangible, how real, how awesome, how I just know and anticipate a genuine move of God that is taking place this week in your life and in my life. I'm telling you, if you only could see in the spirit. You know, the Bible declares that in the last days, he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. But then he said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. But then he said, for darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. And I'm saying all of that to say this, that if we really could see in the spirit, we would see how dark it is right now in this country. I'm talking about even with the sun shining wherever you are right now. I'm telling you that there is gross darkness that is covering the land, and gross darkness is in the land, and there's a gross darkness over the people. But guess what? You need to rise and shine, because that's not going to affect you. I mean, you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So I'm telling you that there is so much happening in the spirit. And just like I'm telling you that stuff is happening in the natural, on the bad side, I'm telling you that this prayer and this intercession and this calling on God is unlocking so many things for you. And I want to say this to you. Don't allow what you are seeing in the natural to make you believe ain't nothing happening. The devil is a liar. The Bible declares we don't focus on what you can see, because whatever you can see is only temporary, but what you can't see is eternal. And I'm telling you, that's what you need to focus on. You need to focus on this unseen realm. And in this unseen realm, I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost, doors are swinging open and walls are tumbling down. I don't think that. I don't feel that. I know down in my, who's that, Willie Moore Jr. and Pastor Butler even said, down in, I say down in my Noah. But Brother Willie Moore Jr. said down in his Shana-na. He feels and knows that something good is happening for you. And I want to say that while you're on this time of consecration, that's what we're doing. Now, again, I've challenged everybody to turn that plate down. All right, turn that plate down. You don't want to be controlled by your stomach. You don't want to be controlled by your appetite. Are you listening to me? You don't want to be controlled by that. Amen. The Bible declares in Romans, whose belly is their God. You don't want food to be your God and your appetite to be your God. You want to deny yourself. And praise God, it's not even too bad this week. I'm allowing you to have your vegetables and have your fruit and drink your water. That's probably killing some of you. You can't have your coffee and your tea and your smoothies and your fruities and your Kool-Aid and your punch and your soda. Amen. But you're turning down that plate and you're fasting. And you mean business with God. All right? We're turning down our plates and we're giving ourselves the prayer. 1 hour. Yeah. Alabashande. Every day, seeking the face of God. We have Bible study tonight in Jacksonville. But when Bible study is over, if you hadn't got your hour praying, get your hour praying. Consecrate yourself, because things are happening. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost, that all kind of doors are opening. And you that are committing yourself to prayer and are fasting, things are going to manifest. That's what happens on a fast. Your flesh manifests. You know why? Because it's upset. It's angry. It's used to being in charge. It's used to being in control. It's used to calling shots. It's used to telling you what to do. But now you're telling that old dirty flesh. You don't run nothing. You don't call no shots. You don't call no shot. And you telling that flesh, I'm going to deny you. I'm denying you of social media. I'm denying you of food. And I'm getting in prayer. So I am excited about this consecration because I know something is happening. I don't think it, I know it. I'm charged in my spirit because I know in the Holy Ghost that things that have been held up, things that have been stopped, things that have been blocked, things that's been standing in the way, God is moving it. I want you to hear me now, because if there's going to be a change in your life, you're going to have to get in prayer. Not just fast. We're not just fasting. If you just turn it down your plate and ain't adding bread to it, you're just on a diet. Uh-uh. The antidote for every situation in your life is prayer. But the spirit of slumber and the spirit of gluttony and the spirit of religion and the stronghold of pride, hey, by Shandidia, that stronghold has arrested the church. And the reason our afflictions are getting worse and sickness is getting worse and disease is getting worse, because we won't pray. We won't pray. And it has nothing to do with how much time you do. All right. But I'm telling you, you got to pray until something happens. We got to increase in our prayer. It ain't about you. It's about the kingdom of God being established. It's about the will of God being done. You got to pray until you get results. You got to pray that anything that opposes the will of God for your life will be removed. Are you listening to me? We got to pray. We got to intercede. We got to block the devil, because he doesn't want you to get to your next level. He wants you to just be in church, shouting, going through the motions with no victory. But the devil ain't nothing but a liar. I'm believing God for breakthrough. I'm believing God for change. I'm believing God for turnaround. I'm believing God for the miraculous. And it's going to happen as a result of prayer. Are you listening to me? So it's prayer time. And that's what we're getting ready to do. Lift your voice right now, right where you are, and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Kolobo shata. Le mandele ki talamandolo kosa. Robo sotu le mandele. Menkanini mi andolobosha. Abi e shekele me. La mandele kosaya. Ila la mama mama makashanda. Okobo sutu le manda. Minuni mi envele de kleza. Lenka la mandele kukubi e kalele bi e. E shana mandolo lobo biasa. Hialobo koshande. Endele le baziki antaramaya. Minonomokosa, ilololobobo shandelebe, lebrondololobo sikalamaya, manvanini mi endelebe ketolobo, brikanini, lift your voice, mesele, la kalavanzi, zilololoboko shandelebe kataya, yanta nana mosi, ika baba baba shande, e baba, sikabo hokomashana. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. You don't know what to pray as you are, but the spirit of prayer maketh intercession. Kebeshe, lebasha, le mandolokuta, ikamandele kosaya, valili anzalumukusha, rebendele be ekolalabasha, andalobohosaya, inanamokundele me adalia, ilelelele biandele be kosa. Ikabasha, ikaba okabo ukushema, ilandili bi anzolo, ulalala basha, elabasha tala, le bandele bekosaya, yele bekosa tala mande, vendele kizala man yede osa, zilule bi embele de klesala la mandolo hota, hatani, ikadabe okabosha, enkala mandele kovaladia, yela bahashata. Ele mandoloko salama, ilele bandoloku talamandelele beara, yambi bibibi kasile mandolo, oba mandele kita labasha. I want to deal with strong men today. I want to deal with every strong man that's been assigned to your family. Now listen to me. God has angels, but the devil has demons. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at one time. But the devil is not. The devil is not omnipresent. But the devil has strong man. He has demons, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness that work for him, that's been sent on assignment to protect his interests. Do you understand that? All right. You belong to God. And because you belong to God, he's given his angels what? Charge over you. And that angel is designed to protect you. Because there's a promise on your life. There's a word on your life. There's destiny on your life. Are you listening to me? So because of the word of the Lord that's on your life, he's given his angels charge. And that word charge there is custody. They are legal guardians over you. That's what that angel is. You know, your guardian is responsible for you. If something happened to you while you're in the care of the guardian, that guardian is held accountable. Well, that angel has been given custody of you, to protect your family, to protect your children, to protect your husband. Are you listening to me? All right. Well, just like God has angels in the natural, in on the good side, the devil has fallen angels, demons, principalities, and strong men. And the job of that strong man is to protect Satan's interest. See, there's a son of yours that belongs to the Lord. There's a business and money and finances that belong to you. But there's also a strong man that's been assigned to try to stop you from getting what's yours. But the devil is a liar. Ah, mukushe. Andelebe kolabashata. I say the devil is a liar. That strong man got to loose your goods, because if you bind the strong man, amen, guess what? Amen. The Bible declares that if you go into a house, if you must first bind the strong man, because if you bind the strong man, then you can get the goods. But you can't get the goods if you don't bind the strong man. So say in the name of Jesus, every strong man assigned to my life, be bound now. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, you give unto us power to tread over serpents, over scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. Your word declares that nothing is going to be able to hinder us, stop us, or block us. Father, you said in Isaiah 54 that no weapon that is formed, and some people even say fashion or form against us, will be able to prosper. I stand on that word because I'm your child and because I belong to you. I command every strong man assigned to my life to hinder me, to buffet my health, to buffet my finances, assigned to my breakthrough, to hinder me from getting to my next level. I feel the anointing. I command every strong man to be disarmed. I disarm him. I disarm him. Lift your voice and disarm him. I disarm every strong man. I disinherited every strong man. I dispossess every strong man. Every strong man that's been assigned to my life, I bind you now. I bind you now. I bind you. Ooh, I feel the warfare. Some of y'all are fighting some strong man. That thing is strong. But every strong man that's assigned to your father's house to frustrate you, to hinder you, to block you, to stop you, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command that strong man to be dispossessed. I command him to be disinherited. Oh, lele bebe kosha. Oh, I feel the anointing. Ikandorobosha. Pray. 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 I cancel his agenda. I cancel the strong man that was assigned to my mother. I cancel the strong man that was assigned to my father's house, assigned to KCC, assigned to KCC Charlotte and Houston and Jacksonville. Every strong man that's been assigned to my bloodline by the power of the Holy Ghost, I bind every strong man. I command you to loose my life. Loose what belongs to me. Eco. Likobosha, every strong man assigned to frustrate my life, to complicate my life, to sabotage my life, to undermine me now, I command that strong man to be bound. I will not be undermined. I will not go under. My life will not be complicated. I will not be sabotaged. I will not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, I cancel the plan of the strong man. I cancel the weapons of the strong man, and I disarm him. I disarm him. Let the strong man be disarmed. Let the strong man be dispossessed. Let his weapons be taken away from his house. I demobilize him. Hey, 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 hey. I demobilize his weapon. I incapacitate his weapon. I command every financial strong man. I command every strong man of sickness, every strong man of defeat, every strong man of depression, of oppression, of insanity, of suicide. I command every strong man that's causing setbacks, that's holding back breakthroughs. I command every strong man in KCC. I command you to be bound, be bound, be bound, be bound. Hey, 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 le kabo, robosatu, lumankele me, le bandala bakataya, bikele babakusha. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, lift your voice and pray. Ko shaba, lebandelebe, lebandeleba kota, likandolo bohosia, sinundinini andelebe, likandelele bibi andololo bolobo shata. Hey, 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 I command every strong man to be destroyed. I bind you now. I disarm you now. I cancel your plans. I cancel your plans. I cancel your plans. I cancel your plan. I command you to be stripped of your ammo tonight. I command you to be stripped. Shanda. Be stripped. Be stripped. Be stripped. Ike. Yenke me. Ilolobosha. Lantananeme. Lift your voice and break. Miko. Miko bosha. Limandili kitaya, valili anzolokoto, robase, milandili miikande, ikabababababa shata, ilalalalabolobo shandelelebe, remendelelebekosa, sinanamoho, mondeleme, milandelebe, mikabandele kosha, yankabababa kasia, ilalabobo koshete, hey, 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 kabasa, hey, Ebokota, hey, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That strong man leaving. Ida rebebe kosha. Mandolo kosa. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Oh, Basha. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Ola la manda, verse 6. 2 Thessalonians, verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Amen. Let me tell you something. I just want y'all to hear me in the Holy Ghost. Please hear me by the Spirit. Just like there are people like yourself who are sold out to God, there are people who are sold out to the devil. Amen. The devil has preachers. That's in Corinthians 11 chapter, around about 2 Corinthians 11. He has ministers. The devil got a church. The devil got angels. Marvel not, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. The devil got angels. Now, I'm telling you this for a reason, because I want you to know that as dedicated and committed as you are to God, the devil is as committed to himself, and there are individuals who are as committed to the devil as you are committed to God. And let me tell you something. If God don't get a hold to them, ain't nothing you can do. See, there's a spirit working in them. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's Ephesians chapter 2. There's a demonic spirit controlling them. We have yielded our members to the Holy Ghost, so he controls us if we yield ourselves to him. All right? But there are others who've yielded themselves to the devil. And guess what he does? Controls them. And guess what they want to do? Control you. Torment you. People at your job. You can sit up there and smile all you want to. Smile in the face and think everybody like you. But I'm telling you right now, if you think that, you crazy. And I'm not saying that in a demeaning way. I'm telling you that there are people at your job who don't like you. There are people in your family who don't like you. There are people who you sit with that you think care about you, who don't care nothing about you. They are dedicated to the devil. All right? And that's why you need to be faithful and committed. Now, because of that, they want to cause you trouble. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, it's a righteous thing to recompense tribulation to those who want to trouble me. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus. Anybody who wants to trouble me in the name of Jesus, let God trouble them. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are God, and there is none beside you. And you see the plight of your children. You see the things that your people are going through everywhere, with enemies and oppressors and witches and warlocks who desire our demise. You see those who desire to see us go under. God, your ear is not too heavy. Hey, Bashara, your ear is not too heavy that you cannot hear. Neither is your arm so short that you cannot say. And on the account of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and the confidence that I have in your word, in the name of Jesus, I declare anybody who troubles me, Ele, Elo, Ilamanka, Ikalaboso, Utalema, Limandili Kireleli Andololobosha, Abba Basha, Abba Bashatioba, Ambien Kele Mandolokusa, Shaku. Anybody who troubles me, who troubles my life, who troubles my family, who troubles KCC, who troubles those connected to this house, who troubles America, in the name of Jesus, let God trouble them. Anyone who has harmed me, anyone who desires to see my demise, anyone who desires to kill me, anyone who have tried to destroy my life, in the name of Jesus, let God trouble them. Anybody who's been used by the enemy to oppress me, to oppress my children, my family, let them be rewarded for their evil. May their house not go unpunished. You are God. You are a just God. You said you are not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, oh God, execute. Bow your ear and do as you said you would do. Anyone who threatens my life, anyone who threatens the life of my children, anyone who desires to threaten my future, my security, and that of my children, whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever they are doing, may they be rewarded according to their works. May the vengeance of God visit them now. Let them be stripped. Let them be denied. And I declare, hey, we will not be threatened anymore. We will not be opposed anymore. Haya, 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 basha. Hey, mikobo, mantanana, not another day. Ilalalala bandele bekorobosa, not another day. Not another day. I declare judgment, judgment, judgment. Execute, 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 execute those who are fighting us. Execute those who fight KCC. Execute those who fight my life, my children, my finances, my promotion. In the name of Jesus, may they not rest. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, in the labor, Makula, Babosha, in the name of Jesus, Keboso, Kelebasha, Kendelebekula Lamanda Lediasi, Zilobohosad Salavai, Vendelekuta, Limankala Dibian Sanuna. No mokusha. Yembele di biancala di niasa. Lolololoboko talamandili azia. In the name of Jesus. Kosha, you will not rest. Loose God's people. Stop messing with God's sons and daughters. Hey, hey, hey. In the name of Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Bibaba shakala banda lakota. Me kalaba soto lele manda lakia. Me levando lo kosaya. E la basha kalamande le kita. I kantala mando lo kozalavaya. Vele viando lo mosukuni. Mi kanuni mi andele liala. In the name of Jesus. You are ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-sha. Everybody right now is sowing a seed of $16. That's $ PBCJR. 16, get a seed of $16 for 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. So that $16 seed, amen, that God will trouble those who trouble you. He will stop those who are trying to stop you. That he would block those who are trying to block you. God's going to do it. He said it's a righteous thing to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. They can't keep getting away with what they're doing. The devil is a liar. God is not mocked. Amen. You're not going to get away with that stuff you're doing. All this stuff you're planning and trying to do to stop me, to stop our progress. You're a liar, devil. Oh, Rabba Shandede Bekandidi Osa. Hialamando Loko Salamandele Kialalaba Shande. Ebo Sha. Abba, Abba, Abba Sha. Eba Sha Talamandala Kialalamanso. Olamandele Kialalamansia. Everybody sowing that seed. Everybody. I said everybody. I said everybody that has $16 to your name. Let's sow that $16 seed at $PBCJR. I'm going to say this, and I feel this very strong. There are 50 people who need to give a seed of $116. There are 50 of you. I hear this in the Holy Ghost. But again, I'm challenging everybody to give 16. But there are 50 people who God is challenging you. It's actually 49 because I'm the first. God's telling me to sow this seed. And I sow it very strong. I hear this thing knocking down in my belly. But there are 50 people who sowing a seed of $116 right now as we speak. But the rest of you are sowing that $16 seed. I'm headed to Bible study. Glory to God in Jacksonville. And you that are watching, I want to challenge all of you that's in Jacksonville. If you know anybody in Jacksonville, tell them to come to Bible study, okay? Come to Bible study. Don't just sit home and watch TV. Amen. This is a week of consecration. So press your way this week. Come on out to Bible study and let's talk and let's hear this word. We're walking through Galatians, may get in a little prayer, but let's get to Bible study. You that are watching online, make sure you're tuned in. Amen. Because you're consecrating. You're not on social media. Amen. You're not on social media. So let's go ahead and log in and get what we need to get so we can receive what we need from the Lord, because we've given. And I'm going to say this, you that on this call that can't go away from social media for 7 days, that's a shame. Amen. You ought to be able to, if not, it has become a god to you. If not, you worship it. And my God, you don't want your testimony to be that you worship Instagram. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So let's consecrate ourselves and make sure we get ourselves in a position. I'm excited about praying with you again in the morning at 6 a.m. I was scheduled to go to Miami tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, but I'm not going to be there. I'm not going. I'm just going to rest. I believe there's a hurricane, Nicole, coming down there, and I don't want to get trapped in all that. So I'm going to chill. Yes, I'm going to chill in Jacksonville and just love on God, consecrate myself, and eat me some broccoli. Praise our God. But again, I want to say that again. Sow that seed. And I'm telling you, people who are messing with you are going to leave you alone. I'm telling you what I know. I'm challenging everybody to sow that $16 seed. That's $ BCJR. Ola mandele be kandala kiandolo mosa. Hela ba shandele be kiantana mosa. Ira ba kashande. Ira la mandala kosaya. Ira la mandolo kota la mande. Ida di o shande di asi. Elebe shekelebe kelebele kiankalaba. Ida la la bandala bababoko sande. Ile di o shatana na 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 saya. Ile andoloro bokodia. Lebende lebe kabo kabash kabande lekia. Ilande le di osia. Ile biankala bahasha. And they will wish they never touched you. And that's the word of the Lord. I just heard that. And they will wish they never touched you. You're sowing that seed of $16. But there's 49 of you, because 50, I'm one of them. There's 50 of you sowing that seed of $116, and you're doing it now. Don't miss this. This is our time of consecration and things are happening. I love you so much, and I look forward to praying with you in the morning at 6 a.m. You better be ready. You better be ready. You better be ready. We're commanding our morning, and we know that good things are getting ready to happen for us. You are blessed. You are favored. That's $PBCJR. If not, website briancarn.com, briancarn.org, or go to P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. You are blessed, and I look forward to seeing you at Bible study tonight or at prayer in the morning, 6 a.m. Get in your hour of prayer today. Don't miss it. It's very important. Be consistent in prayer. I love you. More grace. Kalabashandi.